Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Dual Screens Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Stephen Fontana, and with me in that other box, he's Andy Asimakis. How are you, Andy?
I'm good. I was doing arts and crafts for a large portion of the day.
Indeed. I saw this.
The monstrous thing behind me, if you guys can see it.
It's beautiful. It's...
Yes.
Look at that.
It looks like one of the Meep Meeps.
Yeah, I feel like... This is what I went to college for, in case y'all were wondering. That's what a master's degree gets you.
Hell yeah.
That back wall over there.
Hell yeah, that's a master's in crafticles.
Great.
So with us this week is a returning guest. This is a three-time guest, Andy? Three-time?
This is his second time on the show by his lonesome.
Right, as a solo developer, yes.
He came on once, yeah. Part of a different team, but third time on the show. So that is correct.
And this is going to be, this is the, right, next week's show is also going to have a three-time guest.
Well, also, Steven, let's not forget, our current guest for today, he just keeps making new games.
So. Right. And that's the crazy thing.
If he could stop doing that,
yes,
if he could stop coming on the show. But
and of course,
what can we do?
Of course, we're talking about Kevin Anderson, who is now creating a game called Hoplegs, which I have had the pleasure of watching become a thing before my eyes. I've checked in several times on Kevin's Twitch channel, in which he actually shows himself developing games. Anyway, Kevin, welcome to the show. Welcome back. It's been a pleasure chatting with you offline, but now I'm happy to have you back here on the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for plugging my Twitch right away so I don't have to do it.
Exactly. And that's...
What's that link?
I think it's Anderson...
Anderson.
Anderson Kev. Yep. Twitch.tv/AndersonKev. And that's Anderson with two S's. Kev. And for months you've been streaming game development. And it's been so cool to watch you do it, because not only do you make it seem really easy, but you also troubleshoot in real time and you kind of explain your process as you're going along. And I mean, I've seen your channel go from 13, 14 people to now routinely getting 40, 50, some, you know, in high 50s almost every single time. How has that journey been for you?
So, I started streaming about, when was it been? 13 months ago. I went through a few projects. I stopped working on a few, and then I had this Hoplegs. It was very lucky that I think it was 11 days after I released Tiny Nani, I came up with Hoplegs live on stream. Or I came up with it on an afternoon, a few hours before a stream, because I got the schedule. And so I was like, okay, I have to stream tonight. But I wasn't feeling like the project that I was working on. It was too big, obviously. So I was like, I want to have some fun. So let's try this idea. And Hoplegs was born live on stream. And people, they liked it. And then I tweeted it and in the evening, and I responded to a few people. And then I went to bed. And then the morning after, it was my most liked tweet, and it was everywhere, and it kept spreading the day after, and the stream numbers, they went up, people were interested in the game, and it was just I never sat down, I was like, this is the entire game for Hoplegs. It was all freestyling on Twitch. And people were having fun coming up with ideas, and I just kept trying things. So I was just trying to keep it fun and effortless in the best way possible.
Speaking of effortless, Andy, let's let people know what they're effortlessly listening to right now. Folks, you have tuned in to the Dual Screens Podcast. Usually I say this a little earlier, but you know what? I'm just so damn excited. And it's really late for us and really early for Kev. So It's just what happens when you live across the world from each other. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Dual Screens Podcast. This is an interview show where we bring on indie developers and voice actors and all sorts of talent from all across the video game industry, and we give them a platform to tell us their story. The show posts each and every Thursday for your listening pleasure on your podcast service of choice, including our home, podbean.com. And of course, you could watch the video version of the podcast on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/DualScreensTV, which... almost every single interview we do, we get one to two comments of how do you not have more subscribers? Guys, if you're watching the show, please hit the subscribe button, hit the thumbs up, and get that notification bell. We do these shows every single week. There, you really are missing out on a lot of stuff if you're not keeping up with us. And of course, if you're listening on iTunes or Apple Podcasts or whatever they're calling it these days, please leave us a review. That also helps us get in front of more people. Okay, now...
Steven.
Yes.
I think you forgot something.
I did?
You forgot the new hot elevator pitch for our podcast.
That's right. That's right. We do. We do have a new slogan. We have a new thing. Hold on. It's hold on.
It's in the doc.
It is. Okay, hold on. You are listening to the Dual Screens Podcast, the world's number one indie developer interview podcast, probably.
That's it.
There it is.
There we go.
Okay, we did it.
Nailed it.
Now, I think one of the most interesting things that's happening right now isn't necessarily even the game you're creating, but it is how you're creating the game, because it does feel like every single time you're streaming, and I feel, is that the only time you're working on the game is when you're streaming it?
Oh, no.
Okay,
no.
Okay.
Okay, so I am without a doubt a workaholic.
Sure.
And but this is the first
time. We got that.
Loud and clear. This is the first time since like 2016 that I've got one project that I'm working on. I don't know why my finger
was... It's blurry. It's like wrong finger. It's nervous about the finger you put up. Just in case, it's blurring it.
Yeah, because usually I have, like, I got my day job and so on, where I make video games as well. But usually on my own, I have at least two projects that I can, like, switch between. But now I've only got half legs. So, yeah, I'm working on it, like, every time I sit down and work, it's half legs.
I mean, one of the more... I think you have something that... is very special. I feel like that can be your thing, where you have a community that literally helps you make the game in real time. It's almost like you're doing a game jam over a very long, like, streaming period of these, like, 3, 4, 5 hour clips at a time, where, I mean, there was one session where I was in there and it was when I could actually talk, because a lot of times when you were doing this, I was either working or whatever, and the hours are all fucked up. But There was one time where you were saying, I need ideas for legs to pop out of the thing. And I was rattling shit off like crazy. And you had your list open, and you're putting everybody in the chat. If they had something that wasn't stupid, you were throwing it in there. And like you got up something like 72, 73, something like that at that point. And it was special. It felt like I was helping you create a video game. And I think that you might have something there where that might be able to be why Kev is, in a sense. Yeah.
I'm glad that you like see it as well, because I've been thinking about it a lot, that not only that I think Hoplix is special, but I think, as you said, like the process of how I'm making it is very special and very it is quite wonderful. Yeah, with the legs, ideas for legs, I ended up with 121 unique ideas for legs.
It's awesome.
I was like, well, that's a lot. And then I didn't ask for like faces and color for boxes or whatever. So it was only legs. Let's see here. Yeah, so I can ask for ideas for that, for like legs, and then I get like fan art or concept ideas. If I'm sitting and drawing faces, like that you can customize, like I get like messages on Discord, or they link it in the chat of like their sketches of, this is how you draw like a beak if you want a bird person. Or if I make, I made an NPC system, somebody did, somebody from a Twitch called Verduitas did, like he drew like three characters. I was like, they look great. And like, I was very impressed. Like they do a lot of cool things. And also there's a level editor in the game. So I've sent out the bill to a few people. Like one time I did, like every subscriber gets a bill. Here you go. And then people made levels in the level editor and sent the levels to me live while I was live. They were making the levels, and then I like loaded them in, started playing them, and some of them were trolling me, which was a lot of fun. And some of them were like really challenging me. So that was, and also like one of the levels, I think one of the first ones, somebody, there's zero gravity in the game, like just a lot. Collider that you place and you're in zero gravity. Somebody made like a space level. Like just imagine that you're in space. Like the game is a medieval themed game, but they like they put like cave walls all over everything, and then behind that put like gravity so that you were in a brown version of space. Like it was so creative and insane, and from that stream I was like, okay, I need to incorporate the viewers more, because it's a lot of fun to do this process if they're with me and everything, and I hope that they feel something for like being part of it in a way.
It's like, as a one-man dev team, it's like having your own little team with you while you're making the game, which is nice.
Yep.
Has anybody... I'm sorry, go ahead, Andy.
I just want to ask, like, well, we talked about a lot of legs and stuff. We should define this game at some point in this podcast, I would imagine. like, what is this thing? Because to me, it looks like you were playing, like, what was that game? Getting Over with Bennett Foddy?
Yeah, Getting Over with Bennett Foddy.
Cauldron guy.
Yeah. So getting over it with Bennett Foddy, Jump King, and I think Pogo Stuck. Like these are rage game, so to say.
Yes.
Like, yeah. Feel a lot of emotions when you play them. And in the beginning, Hoplix wasn't going to be that, but everybody was like, rage game. I was like, are you sure? I just want to have like a coasting, jumping legs game. But then like, as I made levels, I had more fun. It was, if it was on the verge of like, is it possible? So I was like, okay, everything leans towards this. I haven't really prepared a proper pitch for it. Like usually when you make a game, you prepare like a 1 or 2 sentence pitch. Mm-hmm. So I haven't prepared one for Hoplix, but it is, you are a medieval, like it's a medieval setting. You're a cube and every side of you has a leg, and the 4 colored buttons on your controller. I can pull up one here. There we go.
Basically,
they're called face buttons, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Each one of these control one of the legs. So what you need to do is you need to, like, it's a weird way of controlling a character, but it's a lot of fun. And you can get good at it, not too, like, pretty fast. So that is what you do. You jump around in like weird angled ground pieces, and you can look cool, which is pretty nice.
Are the legs just for aesthetic, or do they have different jumping mechanics? Like some go higher, some are. How does that work with the actual different kinds of legs each?
So the fun thing about live streaming the development is that you get a lot of ideas. Mm-hmm. Some of them are real good. Some of them you've heard every stream. I think one of the most common ones is like, are the legs like, are they changing anything like with the jumping or friction or whatever? Mm-hmm. And my easy answer is no. Like it's just aesthetics, because I wonder, like, what if I have over 100 legs? How do I balance this?
Well, that's why it's a rage game. You don't have to balance shit.
Yeah. So, right now, as a solo developer, I'm trying to be clever with everything I do. So there are things that I'm trying to avoid. A lot of the work is one of them. Because I remember in my previous game, Tiny Nani, when I made a content update, that was a lot of fun. But the boring part was like doing the challenge for every level where it's like play the most optimal way possible, where I have to replay the level several times and like figure out the best way to play it. And that part was boring. So I was like, I'm going to avoid that like mindset or scenario in my next games. Because it like took it wasn't that fun, so I'm trying to avoid that.
Okay.
So the challenges per level is my like unique leg stats. So it's just cosmetics.
Okay.
And how are you unlocking these legs? Like, have you figured out like a progression system? Is it just right now you're just worried about making them all and then seeing if they all work, or
you got to pay for the week?
I haven't really figured out how I want to do it. I have asked the community, which is very good. Like, I can ask them questions like, dude, what do you think about this or this? So right now I'm not exactly sure how you unlock them, but I think I want to have a combination of like you get some sort of token in the game by completing levels, because there is a level editor, as I mentioned, and you're going to be able to upload them to like Steam Workshop. So I want to reward players for playing custom levels. Mm-hmm. And I know there's going to be people who might do like a token farm level where you just like fall and finish a level or something like that. But I want to reward players for completing custom levels. So you're going to unlock them after a while. Somehow, I don't know, progress bar or something, and then you unlock a token, and then you can the way I'm leaning towards now is that you press a button to unlock a random leg or face or whatever, or and that costs one token, or you can pick a specific one and that costs like three or something like that. So you can unlock the ones that you want, or you can go random. I think that's what I'm leaning towards, but we'll see. And then I also want to have like the rare unlocks out on specific levels. If I have like a very difficult level, like a getting over a type of level where it's long, difficult, painful, happy, like a mixture of emotions. I want to have like a box, like a gift box or a leg somewhere, on a ledge where you're like, oh, I want to get that one, but I'm going to like, it's very risky to get it, but that's a rare unlock or something like that. I want to reward a player for being taking risks. Yeah.
Here's what you do. You make a really trollish, super hard level and find a way to detect if the player can finish it without throwing the controller against the wall. If they do so, they unlock all the legs.
That is very cool. Yeah.
And you make it a PS5 exclusive. Use that DualSense controller to the max. I'm sure it can sense those things.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
It's in the name, Andy.
Yeah.
DualSense. Exactly.
That's how you do it.
So you just went up on Steam for to be wishlisted and all that stuff. Right. How's that been going so far? How's the reception been?
So it's been going better than my previous game, because I know that this game is a lot easier to like be interested in. It's more
appealing. It has more mass appeal. It has, because that's something that drew me to it instantly when I saw you first start to make it, was that I know I'm going to be bad at the game, but there's entertainment value at me being bad at the game. I like to stream, and that's like a game that me streaming and people seeing me be awful at can be highly entertaining. But then you have people that want to be good at these games and will figure out a way to beat your 1 minute level in 30 seconds and you're going to be like, what the fuck just happened?
They're going to speed run this.
They're going to be speedrunners. Yep. There's going to be challenge. There's going to be, I mean, you have you have the potential to have like, I'm using this term carefully, but you have a Mario Maker level community thing here, because you are going to have people that are going to want to piss each other off, but you also are going to have people that are going to want to impress you too and want to like help you and be like a part of the thing. Have you had somebody say, hey, you know, that's like a big part of the puzzle, like that has been really helping you, that you consider part of the team at this point? Or is it really, is that barrier, like how do you keep that barrier up between you and the Twitch chat that's helping you in certain ways?
I have like a few friends like in real life that I see occasionally that I talk to and like bounce back and forth ideas. And one of them is Connie, who did the artwork for the like store page and so on. We bounce ideas back and forth. And I have actually just recently, like someone who like drew a bunch of characters and so on, I paid them to do more, like design more ideas.
Oh, awesome.
So some of them I try to like encourage, incorporate being some part of it. Usually I just like it's like talking to like a friend of like showing them the game and they share their ideas. It's like that, you know? So like whenever I have a new game, I give it to friends. I meet up, let them play the game. Then we just sit and talk about the game. I feel like that loop is how it is on Twitch. Like the viewers see me playing the game and everything. And then we talk about it. But yeah, I have thought about that, like what you said about streaming and being good or bad at the game. Like streaming the development has made me realize what the game should be more. Like in the beginning, I was like, this is going to have this many levels or this and that. But now it's like, okay, sure, there's going to be levels, of course, but the focus is going to be on the like level editor as well. So like, if you are terrible at the game, you're still going to be able to like play the single player because that's going to be easier. The difficulty curve is going to be like more kind to you. So you'll be able to learn the game and that. And then when you're ready, you can jump in the difficult level and have fun, hopefully. But yeah, I tried to add like Twitch. I don't know if you were in one of those streams where I was like, I want to add like Twitch support, so that I added so that people could in the chat control the character.
Yes, I was there for that. Yeah,
it probably won't work like in real life because people got like the spam filter kicked in because they were trying to jump so fast. But it was a lot of fun, like as an experience. And then I also added so people could control their own character and like entirely. It was fun, but I think that there are ways that could be what do you say, like the chat being somewhat part of the stream a bit more, like the chat's name popping up over turrets or NPCs. It's a small thing, but I think it could like be a sweet thing if you're a streamer or if a viewer of a big streamer. And you see your name there, like you're going to be static, hopefully. Maybe. It's a small thing.
Now, I'm trying to imagine this similar scenario, but for like a AAA game, it would never work.
No.
Could you imagine like someone working on like Grand Theft Auto 6 on Twitch?
Oh, no. But like, that is like a weird thing of like, I announced the game last week, but I made the first line of code live. So I think the term in my case, announcing the game, is more like saying it was maybe some form of announcement, like here's the name properly and it is my next project. I think that's a fun way to think about like people making games in secret and then like poof, here it is. And I was like, we'll see what turns out.
It was like you were, you know, Twitch was your prototyping. Like, that was really what it was. It was,
yeah,
your prototyping and workshopping ideas. And the announcement is saying, hey, it passed the sniff test. This thing is now moving on to the next stage of its life. You know, everybody, round of applause. We did it. We all did it together. You know, me and the 40 of you or whatever kind of did this together. And now, you know, it's going to be a thing. And now you're, it's almost like a promise now to the chat. Like, no, this is a thing now. It's official. Yep. We're up there. People are wish listing this outside of this little group that made this. Are you using the, I haven't dug into the page. I hit wish list and that was it. But are you advertising the fact that you are building this game on Twitch as part of the pitch for it?
I try to do it on the Steam page, but I got, like, I failed the first round of, like, they're like, you can't put links in the store description. So I think I need to do it in the discussion page.
Sure. Yeah.
So yeah, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna be all over the internet with, like, where I can talk about the game, like YouTube videos, and TIG source. Like, it's a text forum for devlogs, and like also IndieDB, which also, like, I don't know how big it is right now, but it was big a few years ago. Like, I'm gonna be everywhere, and like post on Facebook and everything. I'm gonna be all over the place, be like, come to the Twitch page, wishlist it, please. So like, I get messages of like friends of like, I saw a game on Reddit, or I saw a game and on a Facebook page, like in the game developers. I was like, yep, sorry, and yes, you're gonna see me everywhere.
Couldn't
apologize for that. I apologize for that.
could you not make like the description of the game, like, you know, be a part of the development of something along the lines of the first ever game made live on Twitch.
Be a part of history, yeah.
You know, like, without giving your link, and then people are like, what do you mean this is being made live on Twitch? And then they start asking questions, and then they could go into discussion. Yeah. Like, just saying, first ever game made on Twitch, like, or whatever, like, game made live every week on Twitch or whatever with the community. Be a part of history. Be a part of the game. Be a part, you know, like, that should be or could be one of your biggest selling points here is.
Yeah, that could be interesting.
I mean, that's what drew me to. You were actually working on a different project when I first started watching you. It wasn't Tani Nani. Tani Nani? Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
It wasn't Tani. It was another one that looked really cool, but I could tell that shit was eating you alive. That thing was becoming like this, its own little beast. And it was
was it the turn-based game?
No, it was the 3D
game. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with the, like, rotating and like all that. It looked dope, though. It looked dope. But
thank you.
And you do have on your website, you have a secret game. So I'm wondering if that thing is just being done privately at this point.
Reason on my website why there is like a secret game is because I am terrible at making websites, and that it looks terrible if they're less than three on every row. So that's why before Hoplex there were two secret games.
That's just filler.
Yeah, but don't worry, like, I got like four projects.
Yeah,
like,
dude, I've seen you work on plenty of projects. Like, you have secret games, they haven't passed prototype stage yet.
I have let me bring up the site so I can see which game it is, because I have like two mobile games that are like secret. It's one of the first one of the mobile games that I got there.
Are you saving your top secret games to develop on your OnlyFans page?
Probably.
Okay.
I'm gonna take over OnlyFans with game development.
The first ever naked development.
Yeah.
Like,
all nude game development.
You guys, you got a laptop and, you know, some baby oil, and that's.
Yeah,
that's the channel.
Speaking of, but I'm already like showing half of my chest, so it's we're almost there.
Gotta watch out for that TOS. Gotta be careful. Yep.
It's not enough for me.
So what's next? We'll get there. What's next for the game?
I want to see your Tani Nanis.
I want,
of course.
No, you can't show both of your tiny nannies on Twitch though. Yes. Only one tiny nanny. Yeah. One either a tiny or a nanny.
There we go.
So what's next for everything right now? Like, are you in? How long do you anticipate being in the wishlist stage? Are you going to be doing a quote unquote early access thing where, you know, you're going to be sending out prototypes to more people? Like, what do you? What's your game plan here?
So the plan has been all over the place, because like at some point, I can say it because we're not there anymore, but at some point I was like, okay, Q3, like after the summer 2021, I was like, that I'm gonna release some part of the game then, like either full release or like early access. Mm-hmm. And then I'll be in early access for like 6 months or something like that. But things goes a lot quicker than expected. So like I need to like push the or take back the release like earlier. But I'm not sure, like right now, I'm not sure if I'm gonna go early access or full release, because I don't know where I'll end up. Like, I know that in a few months I'll be somewhat ready to release, and I'll take it from there. Like, am I going early access or full release, or how am I doing with like sending out builds to streamers and whatnot? So I'm not quite sure, but I had a plan of like, okay, I'm in a good headspace if I can get every system ready this year. That was a month ago where I like said that, and now I'm like almost everything is finished. So I'm like, oh, okay, things goes a lot quicker than I expect.
Yeah.
Even though some streams I sit still and be like, I'm stuck. I had yesterday I had like a couple problems where I couldn't like progress. I was like, this is crap. But overall, things progress very quickly. So I'm not sure the timeline. I have like vague ideas, but the overall timeline, I don't know. I just keep pushing and doing the best I can to tell people about the game. I don't have like a master marketing beat plan. Like, I have ideas, but I'm not like, it needs to work like this. I'm pretty flexible, and I think I need to be, because since this isn't my day job, I have a lot of freedom, so I can plan cool things thanks to my day job, where I don't have to worry about like, is it interfering anything. But I still have like these ideas of marketing beats that I want to do, but I'm still very flexible how things work. I take it as I go, and hopefully it'll be cool.
I do want to ask you, Kevin, the last time you came on the show, you were so busy you don't even follow like recent gaming news. I think I asked you about the PS5 and Xbox Series X, and you're like, what the what? There's a PS5. I don't know if PS4 was a real thing.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, have you had more time to see what's going on in the world of gaming news lately? Because there was a big thing that happened recently. I want to get your takeaway or your feedback on that.
You're talking about the Microsoft buying ZeniMax, which means like Bethesda, the day before Xbox One pre-order went live. Correct. So yeah, that's pretty big. What I think of it, I think it's cool. Like, it's shaking things up. I think it's very cool that Xbox did it, or Microsoft did it. I think it really helped their pre-orders. Like, they've been getting some I've seen a Twitter feed. They're very like wholesome. I don't know if you've seen that, but like people responding over under like an Xbox tweet, and they're like, I'm going to buy a PS5 because my friends are playing there.
Yeah, I saw that. Sorry.
Yeah, I did see
and
that.
Xbox is like, don't worry. Like, have fun with your friends. That's the most important part. And like, oh, my heart. And then with the thing of like, I think the PS5 pre-order, I think something went wrong. At least that's what I heard. And then Xbox went so rather like flawless. It feels like Xbox is winning a few points now, like before release. But what I think about the Microsoft purchase of ZeniMax, I think that's cool. But I wonder, like, I'm not that aware of, like, they weren't in any financial trouble before, right? But
well, that's the big question that we're discussing before this recording, Steven and I, coincidentally.
Yeah, yeah, we were just thinking, like, they had a lot of underperforming games.
Yeah,
Fallout 76, Dishonored 2, Prey, yeah. Even Doom Eternal underperformed for them. You know, they've had and the Wolfenstein, New Colossus or whatever. No, not New Colossus.
Yeah.
It was the one with the two that star his daughters. It wasn't like a mainline game. It was the offshoot, and that got poorly reviewed, middling reviews, as it were. So yeah, I mean, it could just be that they didn't have their hit that they were expecting in Doom or whatever, and you know, it's going to be a while for Elder Scrolls 6. It's going to be a while for Starfield. It's going to be a while for anything Fallout related, and we know that Elder Scrolls and Fallout are their tent poles, you know. Yeah. So maybe they just not necessarily needed it, but like were more willing to be purchased so that the stuff they have in between those tent poles can be funded without them worrying about it and without them worrying about it failing.
Right. Because now you're just on Microsoft's slate of releases, not your own thing releasing independently from them. So it's like, okay, we can take our time with these things because if we're going to stagger our releases as Microsoft, then it's not a big deal anymore.
Yeah. But overall, I think it's cool. Like, I know, like, I can't say that I know, but it feels like they want to, like, make their, Game Pass bigger. Because it wasn't some sort of, like, they released some numbers that it went from 5 million to 15 million in, like, 5 months.
So now you're just all about the news.
Now I know everything.
You are now more informed than you were like 3 or 4 months ago.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. How much would Microsoft have to offer you? Now that you know they got ZeniMax for $7.5 billion. Mm. How many billions for YKev?
Not that many, I'm not going to lie.
1 billion per leg in hop legs
is the
going rate.
More than Minecraft. No, but like if that was like a genuine question, I don't think like my games haven't sold as much as Minecraft, let's be real here. So I mean that I don't think, like, cards on the table, not as much as Minecraft. I don't think I don't know if my sales numbers will impress Microsoft. They might see something in Hoplex. Who knows?
What if they just want you? What if it's not about your games? It's like they like your ideas. You just never had the financial oomph behind you. Mm. And they're like, you know what? Yeah. Why, Kev? Big old Kev. How much do you need to push this to the next level?
Why not Kev?
Yeah.
Why not Kev? There we go. I don't know. Not that crazy amount of money. I just want to make video games. Like, I don't want to, like, if one of my games would sell well, you won't see me in a flashy car or stuff like that. You might see me, like, I might buy a new apartment and buy some more camping gear. And that, because that's what I like to do off stream. But other than that, I just want to make video games. That has always been my thing. I just want to make video games. So, I don't know, enough to survive, not eat noodles every day, but some days.
Andy.
Yeah.
Steven.
It's time. It's time, my friend.
Here we go.
It's time. Go ahead.
We're going to skip some of the usual ones because we had Kevin on the show not too long ago.
And before we do the whole rigmarole, before we get into rapid fire, folks, if you want to support this show and everything we do here, aside from subscribing to the YouTube, subscribing to our podcast feed, the thumbs up and reviews and comments and all that fun stuff and sharing with your friends, you could also support us by going to patreon.com/NDS podcast, just like our Patreon producers, Colton the Apprentice Nestler and FNH Paul. We cannot continue to grow without all of your support, so please consider doing that. It helps the show grow tremendously. And again, we want to thank one of our latest patrons, Mary. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. We are this close to starting filming our next seasonal show, which is behind schedule, admittedly. Things kind of got a little screwy this summer. But casting call will be happening, and we're going to be recording them as quickly as possible. We'd anticipate them being about a half an hour long, so we're going to try and record as many of them up front as we can. We have six on the slate right now. We have six that we're 100% planning on doing. So look forward to that as well. That's going to post on the same podcast feed. Okay. Andre Hess.
All right. Let's start things just nice and juicy. This is a nice comic book hero themed question.
Ooh.
Perfect.
Would you rather deep throat the Hulk's finger or get fisted by a drunk Wolverine?
Ew. Oh my God.
I think I'm going to go with the Hulk for sure.
All right. Steven?
Classic.
Steven?
Okay.
you don't ask. Easy. The origins.
It's fine.
Of the rapid fire was bowed. Was bent to their whim.
Cardio or weightlifting?
Ooh, cardio. I think because it's a lot more fun. Yeah, it's just running.
It's fair.
Interesting. Would you rather have a vagina mouth or penis arms?
Penis arms.
Really? That's interesting.
I was going to say a vagina mouth could go a long way while you're streaming with two functioning arms.
But I think in terms of service, I would have to.
Well, listen, it's just part of your face. You know, you can't.
Well, yeah.
You would still talk out of it like a functioning mouth.
That would be pretty cool.
Steven?
Yeah.
Live theater? Or cinema?
Wait, blind theater
live,
or cinema?
Live theater.
Live theater. I was like, cinema, I think.
Would you rather kill one child a year or one dog every day?
Oh.
This is the real moral question on the show.
You're like really getting in there. You're not letting them off easy this week. I have no idea how this
is going to make me look good. Oh, God. One child.
That is the right answer. Steven, you're next.
Would you rather put something in your mouth for the first time or stick your arm in something for the first time?
I think I would stick my arm into something.
That's some fear factor shit. You have two choices. You could eat that one, what's under that box, or you could put your arm in that box. You're going with arm in that box. Okay. It's fair.
So we live in uncertain times, Kevin.
There's talks
of vaccines for the coronavirus.
Very uncertain times.
The vaccine comes out, but you must take it in either your eye or your genitals. Which one do you pick?
I think I'll take it in my genitals.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on that one, bud. Yeah. I think I'm with you on that one.
Because, the eyes, I can look around, and I don't want to do that. With the genitals, I don't have as much control over my genitals as I have with my eyes. So, hopefully, the genitals would be lying still.
Okay.
Hmm.
Now you know.
If you were a stuntman, like, you're hired as a stuntman with your current training, you are who you are, would you rather do the light yourself on fire, jump out of a building onto a, you know, jump pad stunt?
Yeah.
Or would you rather do the jump out of an airplane and then pull the parachute stunt?
Oh, wow. I'm going to have to go with lighting myself on fire. So I'm afraid of heights, even though both of them involve jumping.
Both of them get you. One of them will get you. This is true.
Would you rather be on the verge of sneezing for the rest of your life or on the verge of pooping for the rest of your life?
Ooh, sneezing, for sure. Pooping, not fun. But the sneezing, you keep crying, right? So, but you could cry for on the verge of pooping as well. But yeah, sneezing. Let's go with sneezing.
Would you rather laugh when you cry or cry when you laugh?
I cry when I laugh, so I'll go with that. If it's fun enough, I cry.
Here's a fun twist on an old question, Stephen.
Oh,
we throw out the power of flight or invisibility
a lot. Okay,
Kevin got that last time. But here's a little twist on that. Would you rather have the power to shapeshift,
indeed,
or have voice mimicry?
Ooh. Look like anything or sound like anything?
You can sound like anything, person, animal.
I think I would go with the voice. Mm. I think that would be cooler for Twitch.
Oh, yeah.
Twitch is our life now. I think it
would be cooler for my Twitch channel at AndersonKev. No.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. You think that would be cooler than you being like, let's get a visit from Morgan Freeman just be like, wow, Morgan Freeman.
Like a dead person.
You can have any celebrity you wanted on your Twitch.
Okay, that's shit. That's pretty cool.
Because I do some poor but some decent impressions on my Twitch, so I feel like I have that a little bit. Like, I get Mickey Mouse every once in a while. Goofy will show up. Like, some of these things happen. But I feel like if I could be like,
but if you could turn morph into Mickey Mouse, you would probably prefer that.
Okay, I'll change my answer. I want to.
Yeah. Like, we did it. I'm gonna also go with a superhero question here. Would you rather have the power? Excuse me. Would you rather have the power of super speed or super strength?
I think super speed.
Hmm.
Hmm.
I feel like there's a lot that goes wrong every time when somebody goes really fast.
Yeah, but I feel like if I need to get to places, I can do it really fast.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not often that I'm like, oh God, here's this train that I need to move. Like, that doesn't happen that often.
Right.
It's more like, oh, I need to be here, but I'm not. So,
right.
Super speed.
Let's see. Can I find a good one here? Ah, here we go. Would you rather be bullied as you yawn? Would you rather be bullied?
We're all yawning.
Or be the bully?
I would rather be bullied because I don't want anybody else to be bullied. I'd rather take the hit.
Wow.
You're sitting on public transportation with your headphones in. Somebody is trying to get your attention to ask you a question. Which ear do you remove from your headphones?
The one that's closest to them, I think.
Interesting. I typically, like, if you're looking at the video right now, I typically listen to myself from my right ear and listen to my game in my left ear when I'm streaming, because I don't like not being able to hear myself. So that's very typical, that I'll take the right ear out.
Yeah.
Now, follow up. That same person who is trying to ask you a question as you remove your headphone has asked you if they can have your seat. They don't look crippled. They have all their limbs on them. They look fairly young. What do you say?
Sure. I guess they have their reasons. Like, I don't think a normal person will just come up to you like, I'm going to have your seat. Unless they're a bully, obviously. But, like, I guess they have their reasons.
I've seen people do that. They're just like, hey, would you mind if I sat down?
And yeah, sitting next to me, that's okay. Like, yeah, that's not a problem.
No, it's a pack train, and they look completely healthy, able-bodied individual.
Yeah.
They're nice. They're fresh. We'll say they're in their mid to late 20s.
Yeah.
No disfigurements.
I don't know what they've gone through either. Everything, like, they could be having the worst day of their life.
Yeah. Like, standing up all day and, like, the worst.
Just found out their mom died or something. Like, I don't know. I just leave that one. I leave that shit. Right.
And they don't look visibly depressed or upset. Like, they've been crying all day either.
Like, I'm not fighting somebody on public transportation, that's for sure.
Like, a lot of people are wearing a smile like a mask. So I think we never know. We never know.
If you can collaborate with one game designer, one famous or not game designer, who would you want to collaborate with?
I think I would like to collaborate with JW, who was a part of Lambeer and now, like, did, like, he was a designer on Minute and now
right, okay. Okay. Because
I feel like he likes to, like, prototype and things. And I don't know. He seems like a cool guy.
Well, we do have that connection. We can put you in touch if you'd like.
There you go. I could also spam him on Twitter. Be like, work with me.
Sure, that's also an option.
Yeah.
Should we take this home, Steven? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. It's literally, you just walked out of bed and we're about to walk into bed. That's what's about to happen right now.
I woke up like 5 minutes before we went live.
And I will be going to bed 5 minutes after we get off. Because, I mean, I'm going to edit the show. It is going to go on our audio thing, and I will do the video tomorrow.
So here's the conundrum, Stephen.
Right.
Is that I also asked Kevin this question last time.
Of course we did, yeah.
But I will ask him again.
Interesting.
There's no escaping this final question.
Right.
It's how the rules of the game are.
I think we could do a modify.
Oh, you calling an audible?
I think we could modify the question. Let's come up with a scenario that he would rather have one of us be a part of.
Oh, how about this? I got it. There's a tent that's on fire, and we're both in it. Who do you save?
Okay.
Okay. A tent is on fire.
Even better. It's the Dark Knight. The Joker has kidnapped Andy.
Oh, no.
The Joker has kidnapped me. And he tells you Andy's in one building. Steve is in the other building. You have you only have enough time to save one. You're Batman. You have the time to save one. And you could tell, like, somebody else to go save the other one. But of course, the other one is the one that's going to end up dying. Who are you going to save? Who is your Rachel Dawes that you want to save?
Okay. So, first question, do I know who's in which building? Like,
oh, yeah.
Joker did specifically point.
Well, listen.
Andy's in there.
That don't matter because you still are going to decide to save one over the other either way.
Yeah. So, okay.
That's immaterial.
I'm going
to just who's more important to you, Kevin? That's really what it comes down to. Who's more valuable to your life?
Yes, go ahead.
With my good friend Steven.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
That's right. How many times has Andy been in your streams? I was gonna say
you went with the guy that asked you to come here at 5 a.m. Okay. I see what it's like.
Okay, first of all, that's not how that happened. I said this week got away from us, Kevin. So when we were talking, we were like, okay, we have this guy lined up. We had another guest lined up.
Yeah.
And he decided that his teeth had to come out. They had to be removed from his face. Last minute.
Teeth over us. That's the choice he made.
So we were like, okay, well, Kev's got something coming out too. Like he just put, or he's, you know, just got his game on wish list on Steam. Yeah. I've watched him do it, you know, make the game. It's a great game. Let's reach out to him. Like, fuck, he's in another time zone. Well, we better figure this out quick. So that's where that happened. Like, well, what time are you thinking? I don't know. I could go as late as this. So it just kind of happened that way. But yeah, this is how it's happened every time I think we've ever had you guys on, even when you were with Alwas.
I think the old days we did like in the afternoon, but it was like a little more amiable for both of us, like a 4 p.m. kind of a thing.
Yeah, I think it was like a Saturday afternoon.
Back then we could do it like during the day because that was our day job back then.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, yeah. Well, actually, I think the first time I did it in Jack's bedroom. So I think it was like a Sunday morning
or it like was definitely on the weekend in.
Yeah,
I think it might have been a morning. Yeah, it might have been like one of those like 10 a.m. digs that we I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. I feel like that sounds right, because that would be like what, 4 p.m. for you or something. Mm-hmm. Like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds right to me. But you know what? What am I, the police? All right, folks, let's get the hell out of here. Let's do the thing. Let's do the thing where we leave. If you want to follow us on social media, we are at NDS Podcast. I'm at BatChild27. Andy is at PantsGuy. And if you want to join our Facebook group, it's facebook.com/group/DS Podcasts. If you want to follow us on Twitch, that's twitch.tv/dualscreenstreams. And my Twitch, you can follow at twitch.tv/BatChild. Kevin, one last time, tell everybody where they could find everything that you do, where they could find you making this game. Like, give them everything.
I'd be happy to. So you can find me on Twitter and Twitch at Anderson Kev, Anderson with 2 S. And my current game is Hoplegs. You can find it on Steam. On the website, it's called hoplegs.com. And I think you should check it out. It could be a lot of fun. And if you do check it out, please wishlist it. When you've done that, join the come over to Twitch, watch me develop the game, and share your cool ideas. It might end up in the game.
It's so much fun watching you do that, and as always, it's a blast talking to you. Thank you so much for joining us, Kevin. It was an absolute pleasure.
Of course.
Andy, thank you. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, listeners.
Of course.
And as always, please be excellent to each other.